Message number 940. The Antichrist will create grants to entice companies, organizations as well as charities to work for his new One World Trade Center. Saturday, October 19, 2013 at 20:00. My dearly beloved daughter, I call on all of my disciples who have heard me and who recognize me in these messages to listen to me now. This work which has been bestowed upon you is sacred. Whatever torment, abuse, suffering and ridicule you may endure because of this mission, remember that this work is mine. My final mission given to the world through God's prophet is a great gift to humanity. Rise above the mockery which you will witness and know that it is created by the evil one in an effort to stop the truth. The truth, my holy word, will be trampled on, and every demon released from the depths of hell will do everything possible to silence my voice. Working through those souls who leave themselves open to infestation, the evil works of Satan will soon be camouflaged and presented to the world as holy scripture. The new doctrine, they will say, was divinely inspired by me, Jesus Christ. The whole world will be brought to attention as it is unveiled layer by layer and applauded, especially by a secular world. Those who you would never expect to give honor to God will be the first in the queue to embrace the series of heresies, lies against me, as they are revealed. Never before will the Catholic Church receive such public honor with the world's media and political elite. Never before will atheists and all religions, including those who do not honor me, open their arms and drop to their knees in honor of those who say that they are of God. When my image disappears and is no longer seen, and when my cross is holy Bibles, missalettes for the Holy Mass, rosary beads, medals, scapulars and Benedictine crosses are no longer to be found, you will know then that the reign of the beast has commenced. The world will sing the praises of the Antichrist. No sooner will he have created peace, a false peace, created because of wars he helped to start, than he will make startling statements. He, the Antichrist, will declare that he has received messages from God the Father, and they will seem to be authentic. Then, using the power of the occult, he will be seen to heal many and appear to have great spiritual gifts. Many will be astonished by the so-called miracles he will seem to perform, and the world will adore him and lay prostrate at his feet. Then he, the Antichrist, will declare himself to be Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, and say that the time has come for him to reclaim the world and salvage the whole of humanity. Anyone who dares to challenge the filth and obscenities which will pour from the mouth of the beast will be punished severely. At this time, because of the infestation of Satan in the world, sin will be so widespread that human dignity will reach its lowest levels, where impurity, lust, greed and every other vile sin in the eyes of God will be witnessed in every public place. Because sin will be declared to be a natural human fault, and because you will be told that God will not judge you on a weak human trait, many will embrace sin and have no shame in their souls. The world's celebrities, entertainers, media, movie stars will all clamor to be seen with the Antichrist, and his image will be more visible than anyone who came before him. He will be fluent in many languages, he will be handsome, have a great sense of humor and extraordinary communications skills. He will be very careful as to what he says about God, and he will never refer to the Mother of God, for she will be seen to have no further role to play. The Antichrist's interviews on television will be common, and people will hang on to every word which comes out of his mouth. He will influence politicians in every nation, and those with whom he is seen will be treated like royalty. It will not end there. His quotes will be preached upon the pulpits of all churches. He will be given great honor and position in all churches until eventually he will sit on the new throne in the new temple of Babylon. His influence will extend to all the banks' trading laws and the world's economy. The Antichrist will create grants to entice companies or organizations as well as charities to work for his new One World Trade Center. Great wealth will be created by those who want to be part of the Antichrist's empire. Everyone who swears allegiance to him either through religious ceremonies, business, or trade agreements will have to take a mark. Those who accept the mark, which will be in the form of a bank card and special chip which will be embedded into your hand, will lose their souls to him. All those who wear the seal of the living God will escape the clutches of the Antichrist and become immune to the horror. Do not ignore this warning. Do not fear it, for if you follow my instructions, you will be protected. I spilt many tears giving you this message, and this is why my pain in you, my daughter, at this time is so great. Comfort me by calling on my mercy and for my protection. Your Jesus.